Joining me is Stephanie Anderson, former BSU Beaver, a 2016 grad. And Stephanie, you've done it all in your hockey career so far. You are a two-time Four Nations Cup champ, women's world gold medalist, twice an assistant captain here for the Beavers. So you've got some exciting news.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. Kind of something that just came up out of nowhere. I'm going to head over to China and be a sports ambassador for the Kunlun Red Stars. And we're going to participate with the, you know, help growing the youth out in China, because it's such a big place that if we help grow the game out there, hopefully they get more younger girls involved in hockey and more excited about it. So that's going to be our main focus out there when we head out there. I'm leaving tomorrow morning at 6:30.
Steph, how did you learn about this opportunity?
I was exchanging emails with Rob Morgan. He's one of the coaches out there. And before I contacted him, I would have never guessed I'd be going over to China to, you know, help grow the game and play some hockey. But, you know, the more he talked about it, the more it was a no-brainer for me. Just the opportunity and to continue playing was just made the most sense to me.
Well, the Kunlun Red Star, which is based in China, is a new expansion team for the Canadian Women's Hockey League. And you were drafted on Monday?
Yes.
Round 4, 27th pick. Did you ever think you'd get drafted?
No. That was a new experience for me, but I'm super excited about what's going to come.
You're going over there with some familiar faces. Of course, to people who know WCHA women's hockey, a couple of your team members are Nora Ratu and Zoe Hickel. What's that going to be like playing alongside two players you played against for so many years?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I played with Nora at the U for a few years. Zoe Hickel, I played with her with the U.S. national team, along with Kelly Sack, Cheyenne Darkangelo. So there's a couple faces I know, and then someone I grew up playing with in Minnesota, in my area. I've known her since we were probably 14 years old, Rosaliva. So at least I know some people going over there. It's not going to be a huge culture shock because I'll have familiar faces with me and we're all going through it together. So we're all really excited for it, though.
Of course, you're going to be alongside some players that are actually from China. I mean, obviously, there's a language barrier, isn't there?
I really don't know. I'm assuming most of them can speak English since our whole coaching staff is going to be they speak English. And I've heard that there's a lot of people over in China that actually do speak English. I'm hoping that there's not a huge language barrier because that would kind of be very difficult. But we'll see when we get out there, I guess.
Okay, how much research have you done on where you're going to actually be living in China?
I've done quite a bit. We actually get a lot of information from our equipment manager. She's actually out there right now, and she's been sending us pictures and information about things that we should buy. But the city, I've kind of looked up about the city. It's Shenzhen. It's one of the top five in the world for like skyscrapers, and it's a huge area that we'll be in and right in the city. So I'm just really excited to get out there.
Okay, from what I've read, every Canadian Women's Hockey League team gets a chance to go over to China, play you guys, what, three games? And then does that mean you get to come back to North America and play these Canadian teams throughout the season?
Yeah, we've gotten our schedule the past few days, and really we're only going to be in China for maybe 3.5-4 months out of the whole time I'll be gone, because we're going to be traveling so much, because we go from like Montreal to Calgary to Boston and then back to another city, and then we go back to China for a month and train, and then we fly back over here and keep traveling again to play all the teams. So it's going to be a lot of traveling, a lot of fights, but I'm used to it. I've done it for so long.
Are they putting you up in apartments then over in China, or a dorm, or what?
Yep, we'll be in apartments. We're all living in the same apartment, kind of like athlete housing. So we'll get three meals a day, and then just, you know, go practice and train every day. And then we do helping youth programs during the night. So we'll be busy out there.
Okay, do I understand this right? China hosts the Winter Olympics, what, in five years?
Yeah, 2020, they host the next Olympics. So if it's in your country, you get an automatic bid. So that's why a lot of us are going over there, Canadians and Americans, to go help them get ready and get more prepared. And hopefully we can help them better their game in any way we can, and then give them a better shot of winning some type of medal.
Okay, so the best part of this gig, you actually get paid for this gig, right?
Yeah.
From what I hear, it's a lot more than what you could imagine.
Yeah, I mean, it will be comfortable. It's a great opportunity. I never thought playing hockey I'd be set up this nice. so can't complain.
Okay, so you leave tomorrow morning?
Yep, tomorrow morning at 6:30.
Wow. How much do you get to pack when you head over to China?
We get 2 free bags, and then if you have more than 2 bags, it's like $200 US just for that one bag. So I'm going to do as much as I can to pack everything into 2 bags, and then September 23rd, we come to Canada. So hopefully I can see either my mom or my dad and get more clothes. But so I'm just hoping my hockey bag, my sticks, and a clothes, a big suitcase, and that's about it.
What do your former teammates think of this adventure for you?
Yeah, I've been contacted by a few. I actually talked to Hannah the other day, and Alexis was up here for about a week to visit me before I go. I'm still pretty close with her, keep in contact a lot. And I talked to Tugi because she went over to Sweden. So I've been in contact with a few.
How hard is it going to be away from your family like this?
Yeah, it's going to be really hard. But again, I'm used to it. I've been home for close to a little over a year now. But before that, I was in college. I never really came home in the summer. So I think I'll be okay, but the whole time change when I'm going to be in China is going to be a little difficult because we're 13 hours ahead. That's going to be hard, and I'm going to miss my dog quite a bit. I've never been away from him longer than like a month. So
that would be my hardest part too, is the dog.
Yeah, yeah. I've been packing, and he can sense that something's going on. So super sad.
Well, Steph, please keep in touch with us. I'd love to visit with you when you get back on stateside and see how your first couple of weeks have gone over there in China, if you don't mind.
Yeah, that sounds good.
That'd be awesome. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for you. So excited for you. Congratulations on this great opportunity. And you know what? Make us proud.
All right. Thanks, Kelly.